Unexplainable Paranormal Events. Did you know a study was made on the paranormal and was published in Spirituality in Clinical Practice? It states haunting experiences happen because the people experiencing them may have haunted people syndrome. I am glad I was sitting down when I read this, because I laughed so hard. It seems some people and so-called experts will say anything to discredit those who might have a paranormal experience. In short, it seems what is being said is our minds are creating hauntings out of experiences we have which we can't explain. A Gallup poll determined 3 out of 4 people questioned said they believed in the paranormal. Do they all have haunted people syndrome? Is it possible many more people have experienced things which cannot be explained? If we discount some of the numbers as being drug trips or from mental illness, there is still a significant number of people who have had some incredible paranormal experiences. Many of them never talk about them because they don't want to be laughed at. Would Edison have wasted years trying to build a machine to contact the dead if he didn't believe? One of the things which makes much of the paranormal look stupid is the hoaxes and all those silly ghost hunting shows on television. They tend to detract from many real experiences someone might have. All those shows prove one thing: they wouldn't have an audience if people weren't interested in the paranormal, and there seems to be enough interest to keep all those ghost shows on the Travel Channel going strong. Why is it so many people are interested in these shows? It is simple to answer that question. Many people have had experiences and are looking for answers and hope something might turn up in one of these shows which will explain the experience they had. This does not apply to everyone watching the shows, but I bet it does to many people. A question I would like to ask is, there really such a thing as a paranormal hotspot? There are places where people claim to see more paranormal events. There is no doubt if someone is told a place is haunted and maybe even had a violent past, there is a good chance they might think they saw a paranormal event while they were there, because their mind was prepped to think that way even before they got there. This means some natural events could easily be misinterpreted. People that investigate these kinds of things claim there are 2 major types of hauntings. The first is a residual haunting, where things happen but it is like a movie repeating over and over and there doesn't seem to be any recognition of people there by an entity. The second type, which is said to exist, is an intelligent haunting, where a so-called spirit recognizes the fact, in some way, that people are there. I heard an interesting theory once about what a residual haunting could be. It stated something absorbed certain events and is able to just keep playing them back. In the case of the Roman catacombs, a ghost Roman army is said to march by at a certain point without knowing anyone is there, and it is said to happen over and over. The theory was something in the rocks had absorbed this energy once from a real Roman army that marched by and is playing the scene over and over like a film. It is said the second type of haunting, the intelligent haunting, is from someone who didn't move on yet and can recognize the fact of who is there with them. Every once in a while, someone who sees an intelligent haunting might hear their name called. A trucker said he came in contact with a ghost while driving a route. This driver was the head of a convoy in Argentina. As he was driving, he passed a woman on the side of the road, and happened to look in his mirror as he passed, and to his surprise she had disappeared. He radioed the convoy to see if anything happened to her, and he got a chilling reply. She was hanging on the back of his truck, which seemed impossible since he had never slowed down. As the trucks in the convoy watched, she disappeared before he could stop. What had he seen? Was it just an extremely athletic woman who had superpowers of invisibility, or a ghost? I will let you figure this one out. A so-called paranormal expert was not a happy camper when he got his wish. He said he was able to trick the ghost of a monk by snapping a photo in the mirror of a room. He said he was terrified when he saw the ghost. The house was in England and said to be one of the most haunted. Aren't they all? Anyway, the photo is said to show the famous black monk of Pontefract. Some are saying it was just a light reflection he caught in the photograph. It certainly does look like more than that. One person summed it up nicely. They said they never believed in the paranormal, until they had a paranormal experience. With the many security cameras and inside and outside businesses and homes, more and more unexplained things are being seen. One man was away from home when he got an alert from his security system. He watched and a chill went down his spine as a transparent figure was seen going around the house. There are plenty of stories about ghosts and hospitals that have made those who witnessed them believers. It seems the night shift has the most incidents. There are innumerable night shift incidents, especially where there are critical patients. There have been many reports of seeing a patient walking down a hallway and disappearing before the eyes of the night shift nurse. When their room was checked, the patient was found dead. Events like this have been reported also by others besides nurses. Not all paranormal experiences involve spirits. There are some strange stories of people seeing and hearing people who turned out to have never left their homes that day or night. Who were they seeing and who were they talking to? Some people have even seen animal ghosts and seen the ghost of a past pet, only to watch as they vaporized before their eyes. It does make one wonder if all living things have the ability to become spirits.